Joining me on the line, Bianca Buerta. She's Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Bianca, good morning. Have we rebounded slightly?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, we actually have. And as odd as it might seem, it's all thanks to Donald Trump.
Oh boy.
So not only was the weakness earlier this week attributed to him, but now the strength in the rand is actually once again attributed to him.
It's unbelievable. Wow, what happened now?
Basically, what he's done is he said that that 10% tariff that was he was due to impose on China on the 1st of September will be postponed. And that basically opens the door for China and the U.S. to get around a table, have a discussion regarding the trade agreement once again. And that has eliminated some of the fears and the market jitters we have been seeing. So definitely good news for emerging markets all around.
All right. Any news coming out over the course of the day that could impact on the currency?
Early this morning, we saw some Chinese industrial production data that really disappointed. It is indicating to a significant slowdown in the Chinese economy, but that is in line with the greater economic slowdown that we are seeing globally. The rest of the day, we also have UK CPI and European GDP to keep an eye out for. And this afternoon, South Africa will be releasing our retail figures, which is expected to have increased 2.3% year on year in June.
What ranges can we expect for the day?
We can expect the rand to now start testing the 15 rand 10 level, and a break below that can indicate a next leg stronger to the 15 rand mark. However, markets are quite volatile, and we are looking at a range of between 15.15 to 15.25. And we are starting the day off at 15.13 against the dollar, 16.92 against the euro, 18.25 against the pound, and 4.34 against the shekel.
Thanks, Bianca. That is Bianca Buerta. She's Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Peregrine brings us the Forex report each day at this time.
Money isn't static.